The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann. I am Lori Ann Kazdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. We are having a beautiful day. You know me, Polly Perky. I'm always finding the joy here. That's what we should do. Focus on the good stuff. And this today is good stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. So we have Gabrielle Nussbaum on. She is defying the norm. Inspirational entrepreneur. I don't want to give away what she does because I really want to get her story, how she came about doing it, but I think you're going to be totally inspired. And what struck me with this when I met Gabrielle was somebody thinking outside of the box, filling a need, and also really pursuing her dreams. You know how I feel about pursuing your dreams and your goals. If it's deep down and it's something that resonates with you, we need to find a way so that you can pursue it and make a living at it. And this is exactly what Gabrielle has done. Gabrielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lori Ann. That was a beautiful introduction. I appreciate all the kind words.
Oh, no, all true. You really do inspire me. And as a mentor and a business coach, when I see people like you do what you're doing, it's just a certification, if you will, a confirmation from the universe and beyond that it can be done if you have the will and the desire. So let's talk about what you and your husband came up with and what these, you create memorable experiences, right? In very, very intimate settings. So let's back everything up and tell everybody what you do, and then let's back up and find out how this all happened.
Amazing. Yeah, so my husband and I, we are a husband and wife team. We are a duo. And our mission here at Wisdom Wild is really to provide these all-inclusive, unique experiences for people in the comfort of their homes. And what I mean by all-inclusive is everything that you can think of when you think of, all the different elements that kind of go into creating a beautiful event. So your food, your beverage, your ambiance, your decor, your fresh florals, and just really creating an oasis. And then, of course, applying top-notch service and white glove service to everything that we do. We're really here to kind of take the guesswork out of any type of occasion, whether or not you're celebrating something special or it's just, you're having a few people over for dinner and you want to kind of make it a little extra special. That's where we come in and we really just kind of take over and run with it.
Yeah. And I love your passion for hospitality and combining it with the beauty of nature into one. And more importantly, what I noticed is that you are very measurable with including all five senses. So you really, when you do a presentation, it just encompasses everything, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And thank you for picking up on that. That's again, that was one of our, one of the main things that we wanted to incorporate, because considering ourselves as, our target market, we wanted to make sure, everything that we look for when we go to enjoy and when we go out to experience, whether it's some type of dining experience or it's an event, with family and friends, there are certain elements that for us must be present. And so if we considered ourselves as the standard, we wanted to make sure that we definitely achieve that with every event going forward.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you achieve it every single time. So at Wisp and Wild, and it's wispandwild.com. Tell us what happened. How did you come up with this idea? Because it's absolutely brilliant. Everybody that I know is like, I must have that like in my backyard right now. How did you come up with the idea? What was inspiring? What were you doing before you decided to team up with your husband?
Thank you. So yeah, it is one of those stories where I kind of pivoted my career ultimately. But prior to beginning this this new venture with my husband, I was actually in HR for the last seven, eight years or so. I had gone to school. I was a political science major. And right out of school, I started working first a very small stint as a paralegal, and then I quickly realized thereafter that I really wanted to be people-facing. I loved the idea of just being able to be a part of somebody's career and play a role in that. So I stuck with HR for a very, very long time. And one of my, not my last job in HR, but the position prior to, I had ended up in a position where I was constantly, instead of being people facing and really having that hands-on, experience with the employees, I was more so kind of behind a desk doing the analytics, running reports and, trends and kind of helping out the whole HR, behind the scenes. And for me, while it was an honor to be able to develop a skill set that was so different from what I really thought was, my strong suit, it also just kind of, after a while, it made me realize that I was definitely going down a path that was a little bit more finite and wouldn't necessarily allow me to kind of go back to what it was I wanted, which was to be people-facing.
So I love that you say that, and I just want to stop you for a second before you keep moving forward. There's something that I picked up on this, and I want to point it out to our listeners, is that you were being very detail-oriented and doing spreadsheets, analytics. You were really looking at the business and looking at supplying very important, germane HR information to the rest of the team. But this is a tool that you looked at, and you easily converted that detail-oriented skill, if you will, and you converted it into what is now your business, because your business is very, very extremely detail-oriented, plus your people face forward, right? You're facing forward with people. So here you really combine both of them, but you took these skills that, even though you sat there and somebody would look at it on paper and go, well, if you can do a spreadsheet, doesn't mean you could do blah, blah. But when you, when you really look at it, you are very detail focused in what you're doing. I mean, extremely detailed. And I appreciate that about the work that you do at Wisp and Wild. So continue with your story. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to point that moment out.
Yeah, no, thank you. And to your point, Lorianne, I think in the beginning, originally, I had kind of taken a look at that skill set and where I thought I was going to be pigeonholing myself and really going down a very finite path. I think to your point, later on, now that I removed myself from the situation, now we're talking 2 years, it is definitely something that I look back on and I say, everything happens for a reason. I was in that position. I was exposed to that skill set and given the opportunity to develop that, because that is definitely transferable and plays an integral role in what I do on the regular. So,
isn't it amazing how all of our experiences in the past prepare us for whatever job we are in currently? I love that tools, or as you refer to them, skill sets, very HR term, by the way. when you look at the skills or tool sets that you come up with, and then you turn around and look at what you have at your beck and call for the very job that you're doing now, all those things contribute positively, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just amazing to me. So continue with your story.
Thank you. So shortly, actually, I had probably been in that role specifically for almost 2 years, and I had gotten to the point where, as I looked forward, I had to really look inward and say to myself, was this what I wanted to do? Knowing that I was going to be going in a set direction, do I see myself doing this long term? Or do I feel that this is the opportune time to possibly make a move in terms of industry, in terms of, employer, and really get back to the root of what it was that I was so passionate about from an HR perspective? And so I made that decision. And that decision was for me to leave. And at the time, which is very, very contrary to who I am as a person, I'm very type A, which, again, you mentioned detail oriented. And I think that speaks very, that resonates very much with type A personalities.
I get that.
But, but what happened was I actually left my former position without having a job lined up. Again, very contrary to the type of person that I am, it was a very difficult decision to make, because I had never really thought I'd be in that position where I didn't have the next thing lined up. I didn't have control of what was to come.
And how were you feeling at that point when you made that decision?
Yep. No, that's a great question. I think I just felt completely, it's a little ironic. I kind of felt, there was a large part of me that felt very helpless and that I didn't have that set direction. But then there was another part of me that on the other side, I really felt as though this was the first time I was actually taking control of my life.
Nice. So
it was, it's almost like two very opposites, and it's kind of hard to explain how I felt both of that in the same moment, but
no, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense because we always think that we're in control. And so when we're working for someone else, we're like, okay, you know, I made this choice. I'm working for someone else. And to leave without having anything to go to, which is not something that is encouraged at all. Having gone down a transformation like that myself, having left something to go to having nothing yet, opened up the opportunity. So it's how you look at it. You spun it in a direction with the mindset that, well, now you could have either been stuck and sat crumbled, or you could have, you know, and gone down that path and stayed stuck. Or you looked at it as like, okay, I'm going to rebuild this, but I'm going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I saw you do. You built it your way by taking all of those things that you learned in the past to start this business, right?
Exactly. And so with that mindset, I moved forward and I began to prepare for my SHRM certification. I wanted to make sure that especially if I wanted to kind of pursue that people-facing role, that I had all the tools in my toolkit that would be essential when a prospective employer was looking at me. So I kind of took that time in between jobs to prepare for the SHRM exam. I ended up taking it and passing it.
And what's SHRM?
SHRM, so that's the Society of Human Resources Management.
There you go.
Yep. And so, sorry. So I ended up getting that, and then I had very thoughtfully assessed what industry specifically I felt that, you know, I was a good fit for, because it's very easy to get caught up in the mundane, you know, role of HR, and, you know, whether you're at a tech company or a finance company, you know, the role is going to be primarily the same. However, culture is an absolute big piece to pay attention to for anyone. And when I started to reevaluate the types of cultures that I did feel like I was a fit for, and I had kind of assessed my past experiences, it became very clear to me that my love for people, my love for wanting to create these experiences and, you know, be somebody who is there for you and who is, you know, very empathetic, I just instantly thought, well, hospitality is really where I felt that in my, you know, in my past life. And, you know, just briefly coming out of college, all through college, in high school, I had worked in hospitality, and it was a place for me that felt very natural. So at that point, I decided, you know what, I'm going to focus on hospitality. It aligns with my moral values, and having the HR experience, I think I can kind of combine the two and move forward in that direction. And so I did. And so I was with my last company where I finally had that opportunity to take everything that I had learned and now use it in a people forward position. And I created lots of wonderful relationships, and it was a team that I had never experienced before. Everybody honestly had everyone's back, and they were there to help continue to support and learn. And it was just it was a phenomenal place to be, and just a really good group of people.
Yeah.
And then, so I finally felt, okay, you know what? I made the right decision. I finally found my home, quote unquote. And now I'm kind of doing the best of both worlds from what I had thought about in my past. And here we are. That was in July of 2019. And then naturally, moving into the next year, March of 2020, COVID hit. And at that time, hospitality was one of the first industries to get hit the hardest.
Yeah. So, still is hit hard.
Absolutely. Yeah. And working for a small company, it was almost without question very obvious that we would all be laid off and that we'd be losing our jobs. So I, like myself, I, like many others, at that point, kind of fell into a dark place. And I am okay speaking about that now because I see that that was really, again, I'm going to put some more of a light spin on it, but coming out and not having any work to do and not having a job lined up. And again, now this is because of nobody, you know, nobody did this.
No fault of anyone's, right?
To leave. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I didn't make that decision to leave as I had my former position. So in that moment, and for quite a few months, trying to get a job, you know, when the market was so awful at the time, and I'm competing with many other people who had left the city and now we're all trying to get the same jobs. You know, it became quite defeating at first. And in that dark place, I had a moment where I really needed to look inward once again, and I needed to look at this as truly a second chance, which
yes,
not everybody gets. And that chance was for me to realize, okay, you've done HR, you started to work in the industry that you really loved, but do you love what you're doing? And that was for me the moment that I kind of woke up and I said, you know what? This is just not fulfilling. The things that I had thought, the things that I had told myself was what I needed to do, wasn't necessarily fulfilling me in the way that I had hoped. So
I started
to, you know, just think creatively and started to think about my hobbies and the things that really brought me, you know, brought me great joy.
And I'm going to stop you right there with the bringing you great joy, because I'm actually building suspense with everyone. But I want to point something out that you said that was really very, very germane, is when you go through this and you shifted gears and you went into a different direction and you took that risk, and then you went, oh my gosh, that risk potentially in your mind, because of the circumstance, totally out of your control, mm-hmm, now may have been a terribly bad calculated risk. But in essence, it's mm-hmm not, because I'm going to liken it to, if God forbid your house burnt down, and we can sit and look at those ashes and crumble to the ground as we would, and be stuck, yep, and be upset and to cry and be pity poor me and do all that, which is okay to do. There's nothing wrong with that. And there needs to be a little element of that as well anyway. So we have, yep, to mourn what we lost or what we thought we lost. But you turned around, and this is the chance when a house burns down, you can turn around and say, okay, I can sit here amongst the rubble and just be crushed, or I can turn around and build it bigger and better. And that's what you did. Yep. You turned it around and you built it bigger, better, the way you wanted it to do. And one of the things I really want to point out to our listeners is that you reached inside and you asked yourself some really honest questions. Is this really making me happy? Is this really where I want to be? And you took the big leap of faith and said, no. You know, and then you started assessing all of your qualities, because as we say here, and I say this all the time to my clients and on the radio, is that all of our success codes are already inside, and all the tools we're learning over the years are allowing us to be in this moment, this very, very moment, and take these possible steps. So one thing you said I wouldn't agree with is, we always have an opportunity for a second choice. We just have to be awake and aware when that opportunity, yeah, comes. And you did. You were awake and aware, and you took it. So, okay, go on your journey. So you turned around, you looked and assessed at all your talents, which, by the way, you have so many, and amazingly so. But go ahead.
Thank you. So I looked inward, and I started to realize that the thing that brought me most joy was really being able to create experiences for others and getting creative and really taking, you know, whether it's a birthday party or it's some type of, you know, family function or holiday, it's really just being able to take that and turn it up a notch and just seeing the joy on the faces of the others that are participating in these events.
Right.
That's truly what I found was my happy place.
Yes.
And actually, right before the pandemic hit, and we're talking probably like 3 or 4 days before everything shut down, it was my sister's bridal shower. And I remember I had been, I was made aware that the space that we were actually going to be hosting her bridal shower was actually double booked. And so I was the one to be bumped, and now I had to, you know, now I had to deal with a situation that I wasn't prepared for. I didn't, you know, I didn't plan out in terms of the flow of the event and how it would go. But I knew in that moment I couldn't share it with my sister because she would be devastated. So I kind of kept that to myself, and I just reworked everything that I had, you know, that I had planned originally. And the event turned out better than I could have ever imagined.
Oh my gosh.
And that sharing. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
it was a very in the moment. It was, you know, you panic and you feel, again, loss of control, helpless. But it was another test for me to kind of put all of that aside, stop listening to the noise around me, and just make sure that whatever I do, and my purpose for that event was to bring joy to my sister and joy to everybody who attended.
I love it. I love it. You are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann. If you just joined us, I'm Lori Ann, and we're talking to Gabrielle Nussbaum. We are going to come back after the break and continue this wonderful, beautiful story. It's even more inspirational, folks, so join us in a few. We'll be right back. Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lori Ann. If you have any questions or concerns, or if you want a certain topic to be discussed, or if you just want to have a chat with me, please reach out to healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. We love speaking to each and every one of you and really appreciate your feedback. We're also live on social media, so join us when we're on live. We usually give you a heads up on that as well. So again, we're here at Healthy Lifestyle. We're speaking to Gabrielle Nussbaum. She just completely dove in and redesigned her sister's, was it your sister's wedding, your engagement party?
Bridal shower.
Totally reinvented it. You just dove in. You reached into your bag of tools that you have. And tell us what you created. Tell us what came out of that.
Yeah. So we ended up in a completely different space. Which was actually rather than being private, it was in the main dining room. And I had to really think creatively of a way to almost set this space up so that we did still feel like it was just an exclusive party. And so I had to think of different ways to essentially build some type of barrier between us and the rest of the dining room, which I ended up doing by building this beautiful balloon arch and flower, and photo backdrop that was pretty much the center of the room, and that on the sides we had some florals and different areas for gifts and stuff. So I pretty much created that divide. But also created it in a way where it was there was some level of engagement with the guests that they could enjoy too. So it didn't necessarily feel as though, okay, there's just like a split here. We're definitely, you know, on the other side. We know that there's other people. We heard them talking. But instead, I had to get creative, and that I did. So it to me just showed me that I felt satisfied. I felt fulfilled, and I knew that I had gotten creative in the moment. I had dealt with whatever challenges were thrown at me, and I made it work.
Yes.
And so fast forward, when I began to really think about what it was that I was going to be doing for the rest of my life and really, you know, giving myself that opportunity to think more clearly through it, those were some of the things that I, you know, constantly look back on. And I had my family just kind of shake me at one point and say, "What aren't you getting? It's right in front of you.
Hello.
Everything that you do and that you touch in terms of that and your personality, it's just the whole package.
Yeah.
Anybody would love to work with you." And so from then on, I said, you know what? If I'm meant to continue working in HR, it will work out. But right now, my focus, and I have to give a very, very big thank you to my husband for, one, being very supportive of me moving forward with such a change in career and taking such a big risk. And he is my biggest fan, which is incredible. And to know that I had that support, I think motivated me even more.
Sure. That kind of support being around you, and that's what you look for, either in a partner, a husband, significant other, wife, a friend, a sister, that kind of a family member. That kind of support is germane to your mindset to allow you to be succeed and be the huge, fabulous person that you already are. And that's where you dove really deep down. And I love it. And the experiences that you create, and I definitely encourage everybody to go to WISP, WISP, and the word and, wild, WILD.com. I'll throw it into the chat box too. But WISP and wild, if you go there, these experiences are magical. I mean, anybody would sit there and go, oh my gosh, first of all, my 5-year-old comes out. Second of all, everything is sparkly and dancing. Third of all, all the five senses are being caressed, if you will, from, you know, your sense to your touch to your hearing to what you're seeing. It's also lovely and beautiful, and you really craft it specifically to each individual client that you have. So I want to talk more about your inspiration and your style. I also want to hear more about your business model and the services that you offer.
Sure. So I guess we'll kind of start with inspiration and style.
Fabulous.
But so my kind of growing up, I had always just been a huge fan of HGTV, and I always admired fixer-uppers, and just, you know, I kind of fell into that, how shall we say, that farmhouse chic appeal. And I just loved it with everything that I did, whether it was designing my home or it was designing any type of space. I really loved that because I felt like it brought a sense of warmth also into an environment where you had the opportunity to still make it luxurious, but not modern or not too cold. And so I started to, you know, at first I had to really question, like, what is my style? You know, are other people going to like my style? Is this going to be something that, you know, that other people can relate to? And the more I did it, I felt confident in, okay, I seem to be picking out the same things over and over again, but I also seem to be, you know, incorporating other people's likes into what I'm doing on a regular basis. And so that really helped me figure out what my style was. And then I also, you know, that rustic farmhouse chic look kind of, somewhat transitioned also into that bohemian style. A lot of your neutrals, and I'm not a minimalist per se, but I do agree that sometimes being simple is just better.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And there's more. So I'd say ultimately my style is that chic farmhouse bohemian, you know, minimalist. And when you kind of combine that all, it also becomes just naturally based on the way that I kind of set things up and I design. It becomes very, very whimsical also.
Yeah.
And the whimsical aspect of it for me was I wanted to make it as though, you know, especially with everybody being home during COVID and you know, and getting so much use out of their space, which they hadn't previously, it was really important for me to be able, if I were going to, you know, to have somebody do an event at their home, I didn't want them to just feel like, okay, well, you know, we've had a barbecue, we've had friends over, we've had family over, you know, how is this really going to be any different from what we've done? Like, I'm looking for something new and exciting. And that's exactly what we did. And our goal was to really kind of bring our style to the forefront and create this unique oasis on site at your own property, but in a way that you almost feel like you're walking into some new space.
Yeah, and it's breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking, Gabrielle. Absolutely breathtaking. We literally, every time we see them, and I get to see a lot of the pictures of a variety of different locations that you do and different things like tents and things like that. I sit there and go, oh, I want that. Every single one of them, it's like a new idea. And it's so unique and so much fun. And when I see the pictures of these actual events going on, you just want to be there and you want to bring that experience to your friends and to your family members and to your business associates. And I just love everything that you do. And again, your attention to detail is magnificent. Like there, no one could want for anything when they have an event with you.
Thank you.
It's really an amazing thing. And I love that you defy some of the cliches by saying that it's chic, farmhouse, bohemian, and minimalist. I don't get minimalist out of it, but it is, but it's still dazzly and sparkling and just a special place. So you could take, you know, and I say this only about one other person in the world that I know, you could take a paper bag and make it into a magical place that you want to spend many hours in and you don't want to leave. So you want to like create your house that way. It's absolutely lovely. And I really encourage everyone to go to the website, wispandwild.com, and see what magical experiences that's being created, because it really is alternatives to going to the restaurants. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but you can really have this created right on your property, right in your backyard, right in any place that you want, because she is that flexible. They are that flexible, and I love it. So what are your seasonal initiatives right now?
Yeah, great question. So as we head into the fall, we, being that this is our first fall in business, we really want to take advantage, because for me, I love the seasons. I love how there's different, there's just a different feel with every season. And so as we head into the fall and we have the holidays upon us, we are actually going to be starting some workshops. So in addition to, you know, doing what we do on a regular basis, where we come in and we do these beautiful tablescapes and fresh florals for the holidays or for whatever special occasions you're celebrating, we also now want to kind of share those talents with others and be able to give people and you know, whoever is interested, the opportunity to really, you know, find that inner creativeness in themselves and have that at their disposal. So we have two workshops that we are going to be doing.
So excited about this.
I know. They are going to be both virtual and in person at your home if you would like. But our first workshop is going to be a wreath and ornament making workshop with fresh florals, which will be really fun. And then the second one, which I think, you know, we kind of wanted to include a little bit more. We wanted to make it a little more versatile and more applicable. But we're doing a holiday tablescape and a floral arrangement workshop. So that will include everything that your typical tablescape, especially with us, your typical tablescape will include, why we set things up the way we do, how we create these floral arrangements. And then the beauty of it is, with everything upon us, it's a great opportunity to now apply this to your events at home.
So you're actually doing almost like a DIY, right?
Yep.
So that you could do it at home, or we can hire you so you could do it for us, because that's always my choice. That's always my choice. But I love that you're sharing your knowledge with those who want to be able to do it themselves. It's a great crossover for the season. So what kind of gratification do you get out of doing this?
I think it ultimately goes back to the joy that I see in, you know, in our clients and in the people that we, you know, that we host. And it's really just seeing that people are finding joy in what they're doing, and they find it to be relevant to their lives, and they find it to be something that, you know, they can walk away with and they can put in their pocket, and they can now, you know, apply at a later date. For me, knowing that I'm able to kind of pass that on and give somebody something in that respect is what really brings me such gratification.
Yeah, that's very rewarding. And I love your guest first mentality.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really an important thing. Obviously, servitude is something that we talk about here a lot on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. And that guest first mentality is just that, serving the others so that they have great joy. And it gives us great joy when we do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a question I always ask our guests, which is, what's your why? Why do you do what you do now?
Yeah, so I do what I do because it is, for the first time, just me enjoying what I do and enjoying the happiness that it brings to myself and to others. And for the first time, I don't feel like it's work. And I think that's really why I do it. It's because it's natural to me. And when something is so natural to you, you give it all you've got. You give it 110%. And you know it's always going to be perfect because it's just something that's innate.
And what I find too is that when you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing, when you're on track mm-hmm. to where you're supposed to be going, you have great joy. So it is a joyous thing to help other people have joy based on what you're doing. So there's a lot of that around what you do, and you can see it. And you know, full disclosure, I believe in observing you, Gabrielle, that you do everything at 120%. So you can't really get that over on any of us. But I really do think that because it's yours, one, and two, because you're actually doing what you're here to do. You found your purpose and you're executing it. That's why you're getting those confirmations back from universe. You're getting confirmation back by having, you know, the fall just jam packed with guests that you're going to take care of and events that you're going to. All that is significant messaging back from universe confirming that you're exactly on the right path, because life doesn't have to be difficult and as challenging as we make it. And sometimes we try to jam that round post into that square hole and it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And if we just go with the changes, and that's what I saw you do. And when I heard your story, I was like, oh my gosh, that's totally magical and in alignment with what I coach all the time, which is you need to be able to have a vision, but you also need to be able to be fluid and navigate, because that vision is going to modify. So if you don't hold on to the end result, had you held on to hospitality working for someone else, you wouldn't be here creating these magical events for all of your clients and offering the service. And I love that you have the stylistic niche, that the right people will come to you and love the way you do what you do. And that appreciation back makes it all worthwhile, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. It's really set me back when I saw what you were doing, and I had to reach out to you because it really is breathtaking, and I love that experience that you give, and it's full service hospitality. I mean, down to the scents. You even have signature scents that you're working on and things that are just totally yours, and I love all of that. Last thoughts to share with our listeners?
I would love for anybody who listened today to just walk away and know that if there is any doubt in their mind that they aren't capable of doing what it is that will truly make them happy, whether they kind of know what that is or they have no idea what that is, I encourage you to look inward and to really put yourself first for the first time and know that you are 100%, more than 100% capable of doing what makes you happy. And you know, it may not be the same journey as mine to figure out what that was, but it's right in front of you. And I just encourage you to look inward and find that.
Love it. Those are great, great words. Now, everybody, and I got a question from a couple of people while we were speaking. And the question is how is it working with your husband and doing the husband wife partnership? What does that look like? Oh my gosh. Some of the people were like, no way.
You know, it is so funny. I know there's a cliche when people say, you know, a husband and wives working together, that it's, you know, sometimes destined to fail. But I have to say, my husband is extremely supportive and very understanding that my role in this business is to do what I do best, which is to be creative, to create these experiences, and to be me, and to share my personality with others. And he knows that his role is to be more on the back office side of things, to be the strategy, to be the business development, to be the, you know, to basically drive the business. And I think we have a mutual respect for one another in terms of where we stand and what our roles are. So to date, it's been wonderful working with him.
I like the qualifier.
I will say that, you know, there have been moments, and I joke all the time, but he and I sometimes email back and forth, and I'll say, hey, take a look at this. Hey, can you double check this or whatnot before I send this to a client? And there have been instances where, I mean, I use a lot of words when I talk, which you probably picked up on, but sometimes he is very curt, but not with me when, you know, when we're one-on-one, but I can see when he speaks to some of his, you know, team members or some of his, you know, some of his coworkers, he's very curt. So for me, when I get some emails back and I, you know, without any, oh, love you, hey, have a great day, whatever. And instead it's like, hey, take a look at this and let me know your thoughts, period. And then I'll question myself and say, wait a second, I'm not your employee. You know, like we have to understand, like, you're not talking to a coworker. And I joke and I'm like, this is what it means to work with your husband and sometimes get annoyed.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's honestly, it's been such a blessing. And he's the, again, most supportive, and he dives in and he'll do, you know, if I say, hey, you know, put all these napkins down and tie this way. And then if I have to go back and change it, I'm like, please don't take offense to the fact that I'm like, you know, tweaking everything you do. And he's like, no, this is your show. I'm just doing what you need me to do.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. I love that. I love that partnership. And you set it up right where you're almost like front of the house and he's back of the house, and you have specific jobs to do. And that's always an equation, typically from a strategic standpoint, that I really incorporate and endorse when I'm speaking with clients. So you absolutely set it up well. You guys are adorable together anyway, and you are just the sweetest kind of soul I've met in a very long time, with a glorious personality. And you know what you like and you know what you don't, and you know what you're doing. And I love that. Thank you so much for being on Healthy Lifestyle with us today, and I hope you will come back again.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me, Lorianne. This is a pleasure.
Oh my gosh, you're a pleasure. I adore you. I love what you do. So I really encourage you to reach out to Gabrielle at wispandwild.com. She really will do an amazing event. And thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. My heart is always lifted by spending this time with you, and I really look forward to seeing you next time, or actually having you listen next time. Thank you for joining us again on Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, show up for you, show up big, and don't forget to play a higher role, serve a higher purpose. Have a really, really good weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.